Good afternoon, I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Authorities say at least 8 people are dead after a house fire in western Pennsylvania. 2 people are still missing. Authorities are now sifting through the charred ruins of the home in rural Brockway. That's about 80 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. It's not clear how the fire started. Authorities say at this point it does not look suspicious. If you have a flight booked with ATA Airlines today, I'm afraid you're not going anywhere. The airline has filed for bankruptcy and immediately canceled all flights. More than 2,200 employees are now being told they're out of jobs and they won't get any severance. The company says this was unexpected and happened because it just found out it lost major contracts with the military and FedEx. A collapse of investment bank Bear Stearns would have been felt on Main Street, not just Wall Street. That's what Fed Chair Ben Bernanke told the Senate Banking Committee this morning. In his testimony, he defended the Fed's decision to loan J.P. Morgan Chase money so it could buy Bear Stearns for pennies on the dollar. The Fed chair says allowing Bear Stearns to collapse would have spelled disaster for the U.S. economy. Critics of the deal say it amounts to a taxpayer-backed bailout of Bear Stearns. Some good news and bad news for President Bush today at the NATO summit. Convening in Romania, NATO leaders bowed to pressure from Russia and denied early admission to the former Soviet states of Ukraine and Georgia. The alliance pledged the two countries eventually will be able to join. On the positive side of the White House ledger, NATO endorsed President Bush's plan for a European missile defense system over Russian objections. The president will also be pleased that NATO invited Croatia and Albania to become alliance members. Southeastern Brazil is dealing with a medical crisis, an outbreak of dengue fever, and the situation gets worse by the day. More than 55,000 cases of the mosquito-borne virus have been reported in Rio de Janeiro state over the last 4 months. The death toll is at least 67. In Rio de Janeiro, cases have overwhelmed the municipal hospital and it has run out of beds. Brazilian troops are helping health officials cope with the crisis. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.